You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Okay.
Because so. I know what he's going to attack me on, everybody. This would be a day, trust me, you all. Oh, wait, we didn't welcome anybody. Welcome! You are listening. Do you see what's happening? Welcome. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. I got so worked up, I almost forgot to say that.
Yeah, I was like, you just didn't even prepare. You're ready for the onslaught.
I am ready. Okay. And I wish today was a day where we were live streaming and you would all understand. But here we go. Ahead, go.
Well, I think we should tell everybody when we first walked in together, and I was going to go through and just, I was going to bring something up on the air, and you addressed it right away. What did you address that may be on your forehead this morning?
Yeah, I have a hickey on my forehead. You cannot make this up.
Right between the eyes, too. It's like right dead center between your eyes on the forehead.
I will post it on social media. It's not pretty. I'm going to post it.
And how did you get that?
Okay, those of you who have children or grandchildren, I think you would agree we do anything to make them happy. Anything. And though they have bath toys and their spinners with a little suction cup. So I might have the oiliest forehead on earth, which is why I don't have a lot of wrinkles at 60. I put it on my forehead, the spinner, and I was spinning and she laughed so hard. So I pushed it harder to stick longer. She laughed harder and then it was time to be done and I couldn't get it off. So if you've ever had cupping done on your back or shoulders, I think I cupped my forehead.
And don't forget the sunglasses you wore as well.
Oh, I did have
those were
her sunglasses.
Normal sunglasses.
I have a small head. She's got a big head at 2.5. So I put her sunglasses on.
As long as she was happy, it was all good and worth it.
It was.
And it does blend out pretty good because I saw the pictures before and it was like, it was pretty aggressive.
It was very aggressive. And I put a cold compress for 45 minutes. That did nothing but draw it out longer. I'm just going to tell you, if you get a hickey on your forehead, don't do it.
Yeah, and bless your son's heart because he shared all this with me. I got all the pictures. He just prepares me so well. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know what? He's going to be 35 and you're not too old to be punished. That's all I'm going to say. Alexander David Dulles, big trouble. All right. On Beyond Hickeys, we are going to talk about the importance of sales meetings today. Why are they important? How to make them exciting? How to not get derailed, right?
Yeah. How to prepare for them?
How to prepare. How to incorporate many of the things we've already talked about on this show, AI, how it will help you.
Correct.
Your predictive index or your personality assessment that you might already utilize, how does that help you with who might do what part of meetings?
And I think the ultimate goal, right, is how do you make a good meeting that has good content and that everybody is engaged and they're excited to share what they, you know what I mean, share what they can provide to the meeting as well.
I would say, I'm proud to say, our meetings, you know, and it's over 12 years, have gone from, oh, we got to show up at the meeting, to they look forward and can't wait to for the meeting to start, and talk about for a week after all the nuggets they got. And I'm so proud of you and the level you've taken our meetings to.
Well, thank you. And I think you can see that we look at it right as we can see the sales the day of the meeting, right? Of how there's a big spike right away because everyone's excited and they're engaged.
And what do you think is the most important part before we get into segment two? What do you think they look forward to the most in our meetings?
If I'm being honest, it's lunch.
Oh, my gosh.
But we let them pick. So then we just take different people and it's like, hey, you pick. Tell me what you want for lunch next time. And then we just go through to do that so it keeps it fresh and exciting.
So we are actually even going to talk about lunch and what you can do for that and accommodate everybody, all their likes. It's crazy how important each piece of the meeting is because there are so many different personalities on a team.
Correct.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to dig right in. You are listening to What's the Difference with Ross and Gina. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ with me, Gina Della, your host, and Ross Sabaki. We are going to be talking sales meetings, but Ross just gave us a tip on hickeys on our commercial break, and it is vegetable oil.
Yeah, any bruise.
Any bruise. I don't know if we should say what you said.
Probably not. Okay. But we can say it works if you, if you run into something, hit something, a little bit of vegetable on it right away, and it'll help it so it doesn't bruise.
Yes, yes. So I'm going right to Woodman's after this and getting vegetable oil and lubing up. I'll tell you that. My forehead. My forehead. Okay. Okay. So meetings. Can we first start with manners? Meeting manners. Do you want to start there?
Yeah, of course. Good spot to start with. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I decided we are taking phones away and they had to put them in a basket. How many people do you think liked me that day?
Oh, not very many.
So talk about that, Ross, and how it's evolved and what it's done for us to practice that.
It allows everyone to be focused, number one. And I think what you don't see is if you're sitting in the meeting and you take your phone and you're going through and looking at your phone, it's obviously distracting the person that's presenting, but it's actually distracting to the people next to them as well because they're not paying attention and they know that. So by doing that, we've evolved a little bit. Instead of a basket now, they just know, you know, that's right in our – that's the first slide they see, and they know they take their phones, they put them up front. They know laptops are closed and put away so that they're there to engage and stay focused. It's just those expectations are there. Everybody knows them. They follow along. They do a great job with it.
You know what it makes me think of is my youngest son. We won't keep saying his name because I might get in trouble. But – you know, some of our people have two phones and then they have Apple Watches or all the things, right? So I remember when I used to have to say to my youngest no-name child at this time, do you have any homework? Nope. Well, then you had to learn to say, do you have any homework due tomorrow or the next day? Do you have a quiz to study for? Now we had to learn, do you have a second phone you have to put up front? Do you have a third phone? Take your watch out, right?
Correct, right, yes. If it doesn't go up front, it shouldn't be in the room.
Correct.
It's an easy way to say it. If any communication, just put it up in front.
Because it was so funny, all of a sudden we see all their hands more than ever going, looking at their watch. So that's one of the things. And we talked about, when you have meetings, do you ever feel like you have somebody who is the perpetual interrupter?
I would say that every single person that's been in a meeting knows that there's at least one person like that.
And you're all picturing that person right now, every single listener. Or the person that's keeping you from happy hour.
You talking too much.
Talking too much. And they are the person between you and happy hour or you and lunch, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can picture right now a person. She's a dentist. She drove me crazy at the event. So before we get into the heart of meetings, give some of those tips. Like, what do you do for the interrupter, Ross?
Well, I think so what we do for that one is we have a yellow Pella squishy ball. And so it sounds childish, but it works really well. It keeps everybody focused as they pass around when they want to talk. Where they have fun with it is they throw at each other, which is totally fine. I'm good with it. And then they give me a hard time and they calculate my catch rate when they throw it back to me to see how many times I drop it. So it keeps them engaged. It's fun. It's funny. But then the important thing is the person that's got the ball is the person that's talking.
And did it work?
It works fabulously because that if you have an individual that likes to talk a lot, they have to wait their turn, right? And then by that point, sometimes their question's already answered. Or someone else has said the statement they're going to say. So it allows multiple people to share their experiences and their perspective versus one person trying to constantly do that.
Love it. All right. Well, let's get into, first of all, why do we hold, and every company is different, a monthly sales meeting? What is the purpose? Or maybe weekly? I know in our case, in the winter when we're slower, we do weekly meetings for 12 weeks. And then we, as the season picks up, we transition into a monthly meeting. I know we were talking about there's so many things. We could talk about this forever, but one of the reasons is we want to be aligned on our goals and remind our team what our mission is, right?
Correct. Yep.
And again, monthly, you'll know what's best for your company, but let's talk about celebrating wins, Ross. That's a really important part of the sales meeting.
Yeah, it is. And it's something that they look forward to, right? We even went through at one point of started to pull back because a lot of that information is already put out there. Let's say it's an email of when they what their performance rating is. And so we pulled back a little bit on that. And what we saw is that multiple people had asked to go through and, hey, I missed that. I want to see that back. just because it's recognition of the performance for it. And then what it does also is it puts the high water mark, so they can see the person that's trying to get a little bit better. They see that person that's doing exceptionally well. And so they can, it pushes them and elevates them to like, I need to try harder because I do want to be there. I want to be at that top.
Are you able in a minute or less before our next commercial break to talk about the fun gift bit? Am I saying that correctly, for celebrating wins and some of the things you do to give some ideas?
Yeah, definitely. So GiftBit is basically it's an online app. What it does is it you can go through and send money to an individual via email, and then it I think there's over 300 different places, so the individual can get it and they can pick, okay, I want to have, well, it can just be normal Visa, MasterCard, or it could be like Cabela's, Nordstrom, whatever you want it to be. So we found that's a nice convenient way to do that. It's fast, so we can get that gift to that person right away, and then it's personalized because they can pick what they want versus us trying to guess.
Perfect. All right. When we come back, more on sales meetings and keeping them exciting. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. And we are now at the time where I remind everybody you can go to WTMJ.com. And you can download our show if you are not up as early as 6:30 a.m., especially with the forthcoming, the fifth. You might not be up at 6:30 a.m., so you can download us. You don't want to miss us. All right, we are back talking about the importance of sales meetings, and we're still on the why. There is so much to talk about. One of the things would be, of course, sharing knowledge. You know, who's got the secret sauce?
Yeah, get that perspective of somebody that had, like you said, secret sauce, or that just had a really good month, right? Sometimes you have someone that's a really good month and you want to go through, or they hit a personal record for the biggest sale individual or the month. So you want to go through to, number one, showcase them, but also have them provide, what did they do? What made that difference?
And I love that you said, what did they do? Because then, depending on the size, it doesn't even matter if your team's 3 people, 30 people, I would then even take extra time, because that's such an important piece with sharing the knowledge. Okay, you just heard how Joe Franco, it's so funny because I had someone say, do you have more reps than Joe Franco? Because we hear so many great things about Joe Franco. I'm like, we actually do, but he's amazing. So we'll just say Joe in this example. Joe just gave an example of how he sold, you know, $100,000 window project. Who else can talk about one of their six-figure sales? And what did you do differently? And it gets other people excited to talk and share more knowledge that they may not have had we not brought up that topic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It does.
I love the fact, does it not help spot trends quickly when we have sales meetings, because we're showing metrics, right? And numbers don't lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see the trends of who's doing really well and, you know, who's in the middle. And then, like you said, trends of, are they staying at that same location as they're going through? So you can help identify those. And I always love is the, what we see is that it's, you said trends, but it's almost what new technology has a rep figured out what, how to use it. And then that is great for his business, whether that's communication, different types of communication with apps or whatever. I think that's one of the biggest ones we've seen recently.
What would you say is our most current one? Someone brought to you, Ross, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
You mean for like some a tool that they've been using? So I would say one of it is we have a program that helps them to text their customers. But what's great is it'll go through and almost organize it for them, so they can organize the different customers that they're talking to. And this is the things we've been talking about to keep their relative so that the next time they reach back out to them, let's say it's a previous customer from 3 years ago and they're doing phases. So they can immediately see, okay, this is what we talked about last time. This is where they're at with their project, so that they can, hey, I've got a new promotion coming out. Would it help you or benefit you?
So it actually customizes the conversation for you based off of the appointment you had, instead of you cookie cuttering a
text. Yeah, to try to fake it. You literally can go back and see these are the things that we talked about. This was, if it's your house, this is what was important to you, Gina, and this is where we're at. It just personalizes the whole thing.
Well, I love that, because then it sounds like you can sprinkle in, are they a golfer? Some of the things, so you're not just getting right to business, because at the end of the day, it's always WTMJ as our radio station, but it's also WIFM, what's in it for me? Because that's what the customer wants to talk about, what's in it for them. And your end user, it doesn't matter who it is, everybody wants to talk about what's in it for them. So if you're bringing up some personal things, that just builds a stronger relationship and trust between the rep and the end user, the customer.
It does. And I think the other part of it too is we all build that relationship with the customer, and but you have so many customers, it's easy to forget. Those personal details, really what they help is it helps you remember that customer, right? Because you hear that like, oh, Bob loves to golf, you know, all the time. It's like, oh, I actually remember. Okay, yep, now I remember him.
Right. I love, love, love that. Obviously, it helps build team culture. You definitely don't want to go too long without, maybe you are not a company that holds a weekly or a monthly sales meeting. I would not recommend you go longer than a quarter without getting together, even if it's an hour meeting, to continue to get everybody together and build that culture. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I think where that culture, I mean, it's the two C words, the culture and the content go hand in hand, right? Because if you think about it, it's so important what the content is. And if you want to build a strong culture, you have all these people that are taking time out of their day to be there. You should be asking them, what would you like to talk about? What's important for you? You know, what training would you like to get better at? Because then they are invested into it.
Love it. Love it. Obviously, we want to track progress is a huge part of a sales meeting. But to me, meetings are meant to either be providing knowledge, and I always look at our season, or motivating and energizing. You know, in the winter, we tend to knowledge, teach, role play, practice. In the summer, keep them motivated, right? Energize them. And we're going to break down how to do all these things, but I want you all to understand the different categories of why it's important to hold sales meetings, because they need them.
Yeah, oh, correct. And sometimes it's, like you said, everyone's busy. So sometimes it's trying to get that information of new products, right? So Pella, we have new launches, new colors, different things like that. So we need to get them together at one point so we can understand what's changed and how to go through to talk about it correctly.
Well, while we're on our new colors, do you want to talk about our new colors? Because they're pretty exciting.
You mean the 250 series black?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a huge one for us. So we're definitely excited. That's I believe that launches next month.
That is our vinyl. It is our bread and butter. It is literally all our windows have the same glass package inside. And this is our vinyl that now comes black in and out. It is amazing.
So we have that patio door, which is black, which is perfect.
Yep. So trending. The other thing, the last I want to talk about for a why on the sales meeting is it introduces new tools from Pella or from your company. It's a great time to have everybody together to learn a new technique or a new tool or about a new product, where everybody is in the room and asking maybe different questions or getting different takeaways and talking about it.
And you get a lot of those. It's good to get those questions up front, because at the end of the day, we're learning it as well too. So sometimes we'll get really good questions from the team, and then we can go through and do the research because we may not have the answer at that point, but then it speeds up that process.
All right. When we come back, we're going to actually talk about now how to hold the sales meeting. We're going to dive into that. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back to What's the Difference on WTMJ. I am Gina Della, your host. Alongside me, of course, is Ross. Ross, let's talk about how do we prepare for a meeting. Let's start there.
Yeah, and I think if you think about the prepared portion of it, I almost think of it this way. It should take me as long, if not longer, to prepare for the meeting, basically building it, going through it, checking it out, than it does to do it, right? That's a good meeting because I know the content inside and out. I've looked through it for spelling errors because that's always my weakness, right? To check that, yes.
There, and there.
Yeah, that's one of them for sure.
Yes. Two, and two.
Thank you. There's the other one. So I think that's important, right? Because, and what I would say is when you're building it, first the rough outline to go through, some of those things that can really help you with it is whatever you're thinking you're, what you're trying to go through and talk to the team about, wherever the group is, use Google for it. So I would input into Google, like, I don't know, let's say it's culture, building a strong culture. I can put that into Google, just type images, and it'll go through to help me to build those slides, because your verbiage and the things you're saying are pretty easy, but it's sometimes getting that visual impact. Now you can take it next level and use AI, right? That's where AI comes into it. I can outline my thoughts if this is what I'm going to talk about. It'll help to go through and formulate that for you and even create custom imagery for you too.
Love it. Give some examples of where you've done that.
Yeah. So let's say that I'm doing something. We're going to talk about the team, the great achievements they've done.
Yep.
I may just normally just go through and show a group of people like stand on top of a mountain, which is cool, right? It looks like we're all excited. We've made it. Well, you can use AI. You can take that same image or take an image and actually change it. I want them to make them look like people in their professional polos. They're all yellow and they say Pella, Wisconsin on the back, right? So then it really looks like a personalized thing and it speaks to your audience.
I love that. And it's fun to them. They pay attention.
100%. Yeah, it is definitely fun for them.
What do you think about opening up with music as, you know, they're the 15 minute earlier is arriving, you know, Lombardi time, 15 minutes early is on time is late.
Yes. And well, the music one, at first I was always like, that's kind of silly. But then I thought about one thing, and I don't know if you've ever tried, when you're exercising to exercise without music?
No.
Try it once because it's harder. You'll feel the pain and it's harder to do it because music distracts you, gets you in the right mindset. It's the same principle, like you said, when you walk into a meeting or you're breaking for lunch to have that music because it gets you into the right mindset.
Love that. Oh, that's a really good example. And how important is it to have an agenda to open the meeting up with an agenda?
I'm trying to think of the best way to say non-negotiable, but yeah, it is. It's huge because then
he
they
said
know
that because that's his least favorite word.
That's
for
my
me,
total least favorite word of the 12 years we've been together. Yeah, that's the one I do not like. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to because then they know what to expect. Right, keeps us on track. That doesn't mean that we're going to veer from it, but it just keeps everyone on track.
I love it. All right. Well, we have so much more to talk about on this topic. We are going to continue next week and talk about more pieces in the actual meat of the agenda, as well as how to incorporate fun games and why they're important and how we learn from fun games. Anything to add to that, Ross?
No, I think we do. There's a lot of things, important things. We can give some tips and tricks as we go through for the next show.
Yeah, it's all you have 6 months left in the year, everybody. Let's make the second half huge and we'll continue with sales meetings. See you next week. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.